Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, January 14th, 2014, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. We're excited to announce our next Crystal Quest to Arkansas, which will be starting on Pleiadian lineup this year, May 17th through the 23rd. If you have the required star markings on your natal or progress chart of 25, 26, 27 degrees of Taurus, Scorpio, Capricorn, Cancer, Aquarius, or Leo, then you are part of the soul group having the rites of passage to participate. If you feel the call of the crystals, please send an email to crystals@starseedhotline.com for more information. Our special guest this evening is Susanna Kennedy, who is known as the Graceful Transformation Expert. She is the author of the book Sacred Union, Pathway to Paradise, and host of Reality Crafting with Susanna on the One World Puja Network. Her mission is the activation and empowerment of starseeds to their soul purpose. Since her own spontaneous transformation in 1997, she has become a reality architect with a three-step plan, which she'll be revealing tonight, along with six core issues to be deprogrammed from your subconscious. She's actually going to give us a mini workshop tonight, so make sure you're ready to take notes. Near the end of the show, she'll tell us about a special gift she has for our audience. And you can visit her website at realitycrafting.com/starseeds. At the top of the show, it's the Starseed News segment with Anastasia bringing topics of interest to starseeds. And we'd like to thank Chris and Fiona for hosting our switchboard this evening. And you're welcome to call in with comments or questions. The number to dial is 917-889-8292, and remember to press 1 on your keypad so we know you want to come on the air. And if you like our show, we'd appreciate your support by clicking follow on our show page. On our main site, starseedhotline.com, it's been coded for starseed activation and holds a wealth of starseed information in our vault. We also have a forum for starseeds at starseedhotline.ning.com. And we'd like to thank Rose and Tammy for their great work and dedication on behalf of our Starseed Forum. You can find us on iTunes if you'd like to download our shows to go, or download them right from our show page archives. If you'd like to contact us privately, our toll-free number is 888-881-0881. The Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings and your natal astrological chart. And the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone session available with Lavendar, Anastasia, or myself. Remote healing sessions for people and pets are also available with Tammy. If you have a birthday coming up, you should know when your 10 hours of power will occur by getting your solar return timing. And please allow at least 2 weeks ahead of time to make sure that you get the information in time. And then if you'd like a Stage 2 reading to interpret those energies beyond just knowing when the window is, please make sure you book that about 2 months ahead because we do have a waiting list. And now I'd like to introduce my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Hello, Anastasia. Oh, hang on a second, Lavendar. Your mic flipped off. Okay, Lavendar, your mic is on now.
Okay, yes, okay. Well, I would like to take just a moment to let everybody know that Arielle has completed her recording project of some of her most requested music, and she chose each song because of the codings and the lyrics. And I have to tell you that her voice itself also carries the frequency of healing and empowerment. And I've witnessed this over many, many years when I track energy of people listening to her, how it affects them. And this is her natural state. And after all, she does have Venus conjunct her ascendant, and Venus does rule the voice. So sharing her gift for music is a big part of her mission. And I think there's 22 songs, and it includes some of her original Starseed music. And you can download the whole collection as an MP3 file. So I urge you to go to starseedhotline.com/RELSings.htm and get your copy maybe after the show or whenever you hear this. That's starseedhotline.com/AREELLESINGS.htm. So I've been playing the music, and it is just awesome. And, of course, it makes me remember the times that we've had at the Starseed Quest in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And, of course, I love remembering that. So, Anastasia, I'm anxious to hear the news.
Oh, great. Well, I'm ready to give you the news. We have so much going on across the planet right now. But before I talk about the news, I do want to say that Ariel has one of the most beautiful, exotic voices I have ever heard. And
aww.
So this CD is really a gift to all of us. And I really want to thank you for putting that together, Ariel. You are really fabulous, and it is so beautiful.
Thank you. All right.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. That's why I wanted to mention it. I really appreciate you sharing your talent and your gift with all of us, because you really do have a healing energy in your voice. It's a beautiful thing. We need more beauty in our lives. And I often tell people that are trying to pull themselves forward to connect to beauty, and your music is a sure way of doing that, that heals the soul. Well, we're going to talk tonight, as we always do, starting off about the sun. And Lavendar, I've got some news about Oklahoma that we're going to talk about, and I was going to ask you if you had any experiences with the wildfires. Were any of those near you?
No, I didn't know anything about the wildfires.
Oh, well, goodness, this is going to be fun, and I get to share this with you. It's a few days late for you, but let's just get started by talking about the sun. NOAA forecasters have downgraded the chance of X flares to 15% because that giant sunspot that I've been telling you about, AR 1944, it's rotating off the solar disk. And so the odds are decreasing as the sun turns. They say a quiet spell appears to be in the offing, but that is not all of it. They say that this solar cycle remains the weakest in 170 years. They say we are seeing the lowest level of solar activity in terms of sunspots in the last 170 years. In fact, scientists are saying none of us alive have ever seen such a weak cycle. Very interesting. And, they do a lot of talk about global warming and cooling and all of that, but the sun is winding down. So that is a factor going on in the galaxy and all around us that it's affecting our planetary weather. And I do want to talk about something else going on in the galaxy, which I find to be extremely interesting at this time in our history. The University of Michigan astronomers are planning to be the first to witness a rare collision expected to happen at the center of our galaxy this spring. Now, we're talking about a collision at the core of the galaxy. They have used NASA's Orbiting Swift Telescope, and they are taking daily images of a mysterious gas cloud that is, they figure, about three times the size of Earth's mass, and that is right now spiraling toward the supermassive black hole at the Milky Way's core. Now, this core is more than 25,000 light years away in the southern summer sky near the constellations Sagittarius and Scorpius. But they have never seen this, and they are very excited, and they don't know what this gas cloud is. It was discovered some years ago. They anticipated, actually, it would collide earlier with the core of the galaxy. It hasn't done it, but they say it is imminent, and they expect it to occur within the next few months. So I think that's significant. And Lavendar, you being an astrologer, maybe later you could cast some light on that. I think that is pretty important stuff. Well, I want to tell all of you that there has been massive fireball activity since our last show. Holy willikers. In addition to fireballs all over the Pacific Northwest, many of them in the last few days, there has been a meteor outburst over six northeastern U.S. states, Connecticut, New York, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maine, and others. In fact, they are actually, we might want to take cover, because the fireballs have just been raining down across the country with outbreaks of wildfires that have been associated with this. Now, it was on Monday, on the 12th, about 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., there were just this tremendous number of sightings. I think there was 188 that came into various websites that log these. And simultaneously at that time, we had multiple grass fires in Oklahoma. They just erupted all over the state. The counties were Lincoln, Canadian, Oklahoma, Logan, Grady, Nowata, Payne, and others. So almost a dozen counties experienced spontaneous wildfires all over the state of Oklahoma. Now, you know, they say they don't know what caused that, and we do need to remember that this follows in the wake of the so-called, you know, polar vortex. We had terribly cold temperatures last week, and now we're having these, or did have a few days ago, these wildfires and red alerts all over the state of Oklahoma occurring at the same time that all of these fireballs were crossing over the sky. It does make us wonder, really, if some of those fires were ignited by sparks coming down from the sky. We don't know, but that's something to ask. And simultaneously with that, the Sacramento Bee reports that the Emergency Management Agency of Utah had a conference of the Physicians for Civil Defense just a few days ago, and they had this to say. They issued a statement. They said that all Americans need to know the basic life-saving principle, and it's this: drop and cover if you see a sudden very bright light. They say that light in the sky will be followed by a shock wave within seconds. And they say that those who drop and cover will survive, and those that don't are likely to, you know, be hurt or injured. Now, they are referring to meteors coming from the sky, because during the 2013 Chelyabinsk meteor explosion, you know, a fourth-grade teacher in that town saved 44 children from life-threatening window glass cuts by ordering them to hide under their desks the minute she saw the flash. Now, the teacher remained standing, and she was really lacerated and seriously hurt when the blast wave occurred and the windows shattered. But these doctors are saying that large meteor strikes are sufficiently probable that both the United States and Russia are working on ways to divert them. And then they reminded us about the big meteor explosion in Russia in 1908. They said that that flattened 800 square miles of Siberian forest. So they are issuing a public statement, if you see a flash in the sky, to drop and cover. And there were four meteor fireball events caught on video in Japan just in the last week. So it's really happening all over the world. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, is this something going on a galactic level? Certainly within the solar system, and very likely on a galactic level. This is an amazing, interesting age that we live in. And as the Earth is experiencing changes and is kind of talking to us in that way, I want you to know that Australia, and we have some deer starseed in Australia, but they have had enormous amounts of record heat. It's just been so miserably hot there, setting all kinds of records. 100,000 bats fell from trees and fell from the sky because of the heat, and they are attributing the death of 600,000 oysters to record high heat. To top that off, there have been dry lightning in the last few days that sparked 256 wildfires in Victoria, Australia, because of the heat wave. So what extremes we are seeing. But to go on to a metaphysical note, let's talk about what they found in Portugal. Portuguese news has reported the discovery of a very large underwater pyramid that was found there in Portugal. Now, according to claims, the structure is said to be perfectly squared and oriented by its cardinal points. They put the height at 60 meters with a base of 8,000 square meters. They say the pyramid is perfectly shaped, and it is, oriented by the cardinal points, but they say they think it may be a link to Atlantis because the pyramid was found in an area of the mid-Atlantic that has been underwater for about 20,000 years. Isn't that cool? That's just amazing.
It's off the coast of Portugal.
Yes, off the coast of Portugal. It's underwater. Yes. Isn't that amazing? And there's just all kinds of things going on with archaeology. We just don't have time to cover it in our short news segment, but it's amazing the stuff they are covering. And every time I see one of these stories, I'm reminded about Lavendar, who said at the beginning of the year that this was going to be a year when a lot of things would be revealed archaeologically. You were so right, Lavendar. It's just going on all over the place. Now, back to the weather for a second. I just want to talk about the East Coast. Those of you that are on the East Coast, I guess you already know this, but there's pretty wild weather going across the East Coast. North Carolina has had hurricane-strength winds. In Georgia, there's been falling trees. There's been thawing and flooding from Pennsylvania to Maine. In Vermont, roads have been closed, and they're sandbagging. And in western New York, there's a lot of flooding. And forecasters are indicating there will be more flooding in the coming days. So there again, it's just an amazing time we live in. We're just about done with our newscast, but I wanted to mention to you in context of the planetary changes, the polar vortex that we've had that brought this freezing, frigid weather to us has actually brought mild weather to Scandinavia, and the bears are coming out of hibernation. Isn't that something? In fact, in Scandinavia right now, the bluebells are starting to bloom, and the spring flowers are coming up.
Wow.
That is amazing, and, you know, they're really concerned about it. They're enjoying their warm weather. In fact, migratory birds off the coast of Sweden are appearing earlier than ever. They've counted 800 migratory birds when normally at this time of the year, under normal conditions, they can only find less than a dozen. So they are having the weirdest weather, and they're saying that there's no snow where there's normally snow, and that the animals are coming out enjoying the spring, the flowers are up. They say it's fun, they're enjoying it, but they don't know what the long-term effects are going to be for the animals. You know, for instance, they don't know, maybe there won't be as many berries this year for the bears to eat when it comes time for the bears to get food. So we're in uncharted territories here. These kinds of things haven't happened before, and we really don't know where that's going. So that's interesting stuff. And I wanted to bring this up to All-Star Seed because I know people are prescribed Z-Pak antibiotics. It's flu season and things are going on there. But the Food and Drug Administration has issued a very critical warning about the antibiotics that are contained in the Z-Pak antibiotic. They say that more than 40 million prescriptions are written for azithromycin. But they said that one rare side effect could be lethal. They're very concerned about it. They say that it causes irregular heart rhythms that could cause a sudden cardiac death. So any of you that are interested or that think about taking Z-Pak, please look that up, Google that, check that out, become informed about what's going on with that. And, you know, you guys, if you plan on having your dog drive your car, you might want to have him put on your insurance policy. Because CBS, seriously, you got to get your dog insured if you're going to leave him in the car. CBS in Denver reports that in Spokane, Washington, a woman on her way home from work was hit at a red light by a car that had a chihuahua behind the wheel. The dog had apparently knocked the parked car out of gear, and he coasted into traffic. And when the woman looked up to see who had hit her, she couldn't believe her eyes. She said, "I was shocked. I didn't know if I was crazy. There was just this little dog behind the wheel that had taken a joyride." So no one was hurt in the accident, and the damage was minimal, which is a good thing because, you know, I bet the insurance wouldn't have covered that. I don't think that dog was a covered driver.
I have to wonder how he could see over the wheel.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, he was standing on the wheel. I guess his little feet were on the bottom of the wheel, and he was hanging onto the top of it. And last but not least, you know, as a kid, I always used to dream about going into a candy store and just having access to all the candy I could get my hands on. Yeah, I admit I was a sugar freak from the time I was born. But adults have different kinds of fantasies. A lot of people talk about wishing they could go to an ATM machine and just have it spit out money. Well, in England, that happened. About 60 people flocked to a cash machine after word spread that it started giving out free money. Now, it was Lloyds Bank ATM in England. It began to malfunction and just began to pop out money right and left as customers started to withdraw cash. It gave them more than they asked for. And so they said that the ATM goofed up. They shut it down, and they said that the bank was not going to try to get its money back from the customers. So those 60 people that lined up to get the money and got extra, they get to keep it.
Wow.
So, anywho. So that's tonight's news. We're going to have a great show.
That we are. Well, thank you so much, Anastasia. I'm going to be thinking about that ATM machine.
It's a great visualization for prosperity.
Well, bless them. So thanks so much, Anastasia. And right now I am going to bring Susanna Kennedy on the air as soon as I get to the microphone. Good evening, Susanna. Welcome to the show.
Aloha, and thank you for the invitation. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Lavendar is also online, and she's going to kick it off for us.
Well, Susanna, I'm so glad that you're our guest tonight. And, you know, I had a session with you not too long ago and we went over some points about your starseed markings. And I was very, very impressed with the fact that you have come to realize your mission on the planet and how that you're now directing a lot of your work toward the starseed on the planet with walk-ins, light workers, and living, you know, in Hawaii. You just have the best place in the world to view the stars and to experience life. And so I would like to say a little bit before you come on about some of the things that you've done in the past. You've really been involved with several world thought leaders, and you have been able to change reality architecture in ways that, you know, no one thought that anyone could. And in 1997, you experienced a spontaneous conscious awakening that changed your life, which I really want you to go into later. And then you had a 15-year career as a corporate trainer consultant, and you established a Reality Crafting Institute. And then you have been working with a lot of people, over 100,000 people in the last 2 years. That is just awesome. So let's just talk about this 1997 spontaneous consciousness awakening. Let's start there.
Okay. Well, at that time, I was, like you said, in the corporate world. I'd been married for about 22 years. I had two late teenage children. And or they were in their late teens, not that they were late. And one morning, it was a Saturday morning, I woke up with this incredible energy that was moving up my spine in waves. And it was very electric, fiery, intense. And I had never experienced anything like it. I was kind of scared. And so I just shot out a prayer, or, you know, just like, oh, my God, what's happening to me? And I heard a voice. And the voice said, you are giving birth to yourself. Just breathe. So I did the Lamaze breath. That was the only breath that I knew after giving birth to two children. And so I did that for about an hour and a half. And it took that long for the energy to, you know, continue moving through me and then, like, settle down and subside. And when it was all over, I felt like I was a completely new person, that whoever I thought I was up until then was not who I really was. And I was able to sense the vastness of my being. And I knew I was here for a purpose. And I also had this new perception. And I could see, who I thought I was. And as I looked at myself, It looked to me, and maybe because I had been, you know, doing a lot of computer training, it looked to me like a computer program. It was like a collection of beliefs and programming rules that made up my self-identity, who I thought I was. And I knew that that wasn't who I really was. And yet I could see that this was still in myself. And even though I didn't, believe that's who I was anymore, because it was still in my cellular memory, I knew that I had to somehow get free of it. I had to get it out of my programming. I had to get it out of my system in order for me to be able to really be who I really am and do what I came here to do. So my first mission, after I realized I had one, was to get free and detox myself of this false programming. And what the other thing I could see was all the emotional energy that was in my body, that was in my field, that I had never expressed, because like so many people, you know, it wasn't, I was kind of programmed to not really truly express all of my feelings. So that was still trapped inside my field. So I, you know, went on a quest to find out how to get rid of all that so that I could be who I really am and do what I came here to do. So that kind of got me started.
Sounds like you had a big dose of cosmic Windex.
Yeah, that's an understatement. It totally changed my personality. As a matter of fact, my daughter, after, you know, about a month or so, she said, you know, who are you? You are so, nothing about you is familiar to me. You're like somebody else in my mother's body. And for a long time after she said that, you know, and then I mean, that's what it felt like. You know, I went to read up on that to see, and this was in 1997, so the only thing that I could find at that point was Ruth Montgomery and talking about walk-ins. So I thought I was a walk-in for a while, but what I came to understand really was that it was a, it wasn't a different soul. It was the higher, a higher aspect of me that came in and pretty much disconnected me from the emotional attachment to the false identity, which we all have. I mean, we all have that false programming, that false identity that we create in our first 7 years.
Right. Well, I think you're going to take us through three steps about your six core issues. I hope everybody's grabbed a pad and pen to write with. Would you like to start that now?
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, set it up a little bit. So there are, what I found in going through all of this is that there are six, what I would call, programming errors that we all have in common because we all grew up on this planet. And, you know, as star seeds, we all agreed to come down here and come into these bodies and come into this matrix and clear it from the inside out. And so we are, we need to get free from the programming that we came in with. But beyond that, because we are star seeds, we also need to clear up our bloodlines. And not only the bloodline from, you know, the ancestors of this body, but because we have come to Earth in other times and we've dipped into other bloodlines, we have the ability now to clear all of them. So we're clearing the bloodlines and the karma from these bloodlines that go, you know, all the way to our star families.
Is this what you call graceful transformation?
Well, graceful transformation, you know, the transformation part means, you know, big change. It means not little incremental improvements in your life. It means like going from a caterpillar to a butterfly, you know, a totally different kind of being. So that's the kind of transformation from the inside out that we've come here to make and teach and model. Graceful, though, well, ungraceful, just to give you an example of ungraceful, would be you're getting intuitive messages that you need to make some big changes in your life. but for whatever reason, you're not following them. Either you hear it and you think it's your imagination, or you don't know, have enough time, or you don't have enough something, you know, or later when I'm finished with this and when I'm finished with that. So we don't pay attention to it, and then the transformation happens to us, and it often can pull the rug out from under us because we didn't pay attention when it, you know, when it was the first whisper, and then, you know, the tap on the shoulder, and, you know, every time it gets a little bit more intense until, boom, it happens. And then we feel like the victim of, you know, some unknown circumstances. Why did this happen to me? So graceful transformation would be to consciously choose to go through this transformation and get yourself the support that you need. Get yourself the information, the guidance, the coaching, the support to go through it in the most graceful way possible, and, you know, carve out time and energy and space for yourself to go through it in a really loving, supported way. So that's what I mean by graceful transformation. And that is what, you know, I've taken my training background. I used to design training for the big three auto companies because I grew up in Detroit, so that was who my clients were. So I would design training for 40, 50,000 people at a time. So I took those skills and I brought them into this arena of personal and planetary transformation, and created a systematic approach so that people could go through this in a guided, supported way. So in doing all of that, and I've been doing this work now consciously for about 14 years now, and what I found is that there's six core issues that we all have in common, that we all need to deprogram these programming errors. Now, there's six core issues, but there's 7.5+ billion ways on this planet that we dramatize them. So what I'd like to go through and guide you all through right now, and as Lavender said, you know, grab a paper and something to write with, is to see how these programming errors have been dramatized and played out in your life, just to come to awareness, because usually these programming errors are in your subconscious. They're in the hidden programming. So we want to bring them up into your awareness. So the first one is programming errors that are related to males and male energy. So just for a moment, remember, just go back in your memory and remember who were the significant males in your life in your first 7 years. So your father, your brothers, grandfather, who was around? Just remember. And I want you to drop down a little deeper now into your emotional center and notice what you feel as I ask these questions. And you don't have to write anything down yet. Just feel what comes up when I ask these questions. So was your father present physically, emotionally? Did you feel loved, honored, cherished, protected by your father? Did he tell you you were beautiful, smart, competent, Did he value your ideas? Did he encourage your dreams? So now you can jot down some words or phrases that describe how you feel about yourself based on your experience with your father. Now, we know that in those first 7 years, in child development, in brain development, it's the right hemisphere of the brain that is active at that time. And the left hemisphere doesn't usually come on board till you're about 7. So the right hemisphere is just really open. So everything that's happening, everything that you're seeing, hearing, observing is just being downloaded into your brain. It's all unfiltered. And the things that repeat, the right hemisphere is also in charge of pattern recognition. So the things that repeat are the things that must be most important because they keep happening over and over again. So those get paid attention to more. And so patterns emerge, and then we make up a meaning for the pattern, and then we store that. And in computer terms, it's like a rule. It becomes a little computer rule. And so what patterns did you download from your parents' relationship? So, for example, what messages did you get from your mother about men? Can you trust them? Will they be there for you? Did your father trust your mother? What messages did you get about who you can trust in this world? And do you trust yourself? What did you download about what men think about women? So write down a few words that describe your attitudes about trust and men. So have you noticed repeating relationship patterns over the course of your life? In other words, do you keep having the same relationship over and over again, different faces, different places, yet the same pattern? Feel into that for a moment. What is your, just write this down, what is your predominant repeating relationship pattern? Okay, good. Now, even if you're in a female body, we all have a mind. And so the mind is a male expression of energy, or that's how we've come to think about it. So it's the mind, that left hemisphere of the brain, that likes to understand. It likes to analyze and figure things out. It likes to know the outcome before it happens. It likes predictability. And as a matter of fact, it likes these patterns because it likes predictability. And it's the part of us that likes to make plans and take actions. And the mind relies on the five senses for its data input. So reflect for a moment. How much does your male mind, how much does your mind trust your feminine heart? and your emotions and your intuition. So write down a few words about the relationship between your mind and your heart. Okay, good. Now, there are a few distortion patterns that arise from false male programming errors. So just see how many of these distortion patterns you're aware of at a conscious level. So I'm going to read some words, and if you resonate with them or if you feel like they're present in your life, just write them down. Abandonment, betrayal, victimization, anger, rage, hatred, resentment, manipulation, control, enslavement. Okay, so now for the good news. After you detox your false programming about men and male energy, you will be able to replace the distrust and the defense and the constriction and develop the ability to deeply discern truth and integrity in yourself and in others. And with the negative memories and emotions of the past gone, or neutralized, actually, you're free to be in the present moment and respond consciously. So what we do a lot of now is we're triggered. So somebody does something and it triggers one of those subconscious patterns, and we react reflexively before we even have a chance to think about it. It's just boom, 0 to 60, and it's done. So what this does, when you neutralize that false programming, it actually deletes your triggers. So somebody could push that button that you used to have there, but nothing happens. You feel in control. You master your thoughts and your emotions, and you can be present and consciously choose a response that's more graceful and more compassionate. So let's go on to the next programming errors: false beliefs about females and female expressions of energy. So when your inner male is brought into healthy balance, then you're ready to heal and empower your inner female. And even if you're in a male body, you still have an inner female, which is associated with the right hemisphere of the brain and the emotions. So go ahead and go back into remembering your early childhood, and we're just talking about the first 7 years, because that's when all of this imprinting of these programs was happening. In those first 7 years, how did your parents deal with emotions? Were you encouraged to express your emotions? Did your parents express theirs? What happened when you did express your emotions? And did you feel safe? So write down a few words about how you deal with your emotions now based on how you were imprinted in those first 7 years. Okay, good. So now remember we said in the first 7 years you're naturally operating from the right hemisphere of your brain, and that deals with imagination, creativity. We're able to perceive unseen energies. So a lot of us could see things and hear things and know things that the adults around us couldn't. Okay? So write down a few words about how your creativity, your intuition, your ability to perceive was received, and the reactions that you got from your parents. Were you encouraged to express yourself in this right hemisphere, this way of relating? Was it celebrated? Was it tolerated? Was it safe? So the good news on this one is that when you detox your female programming errors, you will reactivate those feminine qualities. Even if you're a male, the qualities of beauty, intuition, creativity, receptivity, and being able to perceive the unseen and the unknown by everybody else. And of course, this is very important for star seeds so that they can communicate with their star families and get guidance on their mission. Very important. Now, when you do activate this, you'll also find that you'll be able to trust your intuition and express your emotions and your creativity. And when your inner male and your inner female are healed and balanced, then your inner child will feel safe to be in your body and on the planet. And I just want to ask you, how many of you have really felt safe to be in your body and on the planet? I find, especially for star seeds, this is a big point, because we do come in, we are here for a purpose, and we often know this early on, and yet many of us do not get validation of that. As a matter of fact, some of the messages, some of the things that are going on in our early childhood, because of our parents' own fear and their anxiety and their lack of confidence in themselves and their not even understanding how the world works, you know, all of these things can imprint us with messages that that we don't belong here. And I wonder if any of you have experienced this feeling of, I think they dropped me off on the wrong planet. There's been a mistake. I'm not supposed to be here. Or, you know, when you have a sense of purpose as strong as we have, and we're not, for whatever reason, feeling like we're being able to do it or express it, we feel a great sense of frustration, but also it can lead us to feel like we don't have any value. If we're not doing what we came here to do, we don't have any value, and so we begin to devalue ourselves. So that's a particular one with the star seeds. So the next big programming error is fear. And of course, fear is used to control behavior. in families and schools and churches in the world in general. And in our early childhood, these patterns were originally used to socialize us so that we would fit into the community. You know, our parents probably didn't mean to scare us to death. You know, I'm going to go do that purposely, scare her. But they're just trying to help you, to coach you along to be able to fit in. But these messages that we get about the outside threats, all the things that can happen and go wrong and all the things that we need to be afraid of and careful of, you know, all of that goes into our subconscious. And it becomes our inner voice. So anxiety, worry, self-doubt, these are all milder forms of fear, but they are persistent. They're messages that are broadcast to us on a constant basis, repetitive, and really can cause us to feel very worried all the time and a sense of anxiety that is just like a low hum all the time. So, and it can depress our immune system and make us feel very constricted, locks us into a small comfort zone. So feel into this question. Are the walls of your comfort zone starting to close in on you? And is the physical, emotional, spiritual pain of staying the same starting to outweigh the fear of the unknown? There's a quote that I like by Robert Allen: everything you want is just outside your comfort zone. So because of my programming, my biggest fear was losing my husband. And yet when I released that fear, everything shifted. And, of course, I became aware that our soul contract had come to completion. But I chose to end the marriage and go on and create a whole new life with lots of adventure. So I left Detroit, and I have been here on the beautiful island of Kauai for 13 years now. Found a new partner who is aligned with my soul purpose and soul mission. So write down a word or two about what you'll be free to do when you let go of your fear programming. Good. Now, the next one is pain. So, human suffering. Oh, my God. There is so much pain in this world. So, isn't it time we transcend it? The good news on this one is that in paradise, and that's what we're transforming into, Mother Earth was originally created as a paradise reality. And over the last 13 millennium, somehow, and there's lots of stories about how this happened, but the stories don't matter, she fell with her energy, the frequency fell into this third dimensional reality of duality and separation. And what she is doing is evolving. She's going to take a quantum leap and restore herself to the paradise reality again. And that's a lot of these big changes in weather and all these things that are happening is Mother Earth is restoring herself to paradise. And she has asked us to be here at this time to help humanity go through this and survive this big change. This is the fifth time we have, or this Earth has been to this point of a crossroads. And the four times before it, there was a catastrophic change, and most of humanity did not survive it. We are here to make sure that humanity does survive it and makes this quantum leap with Mother Earth. And so that is what we're here to do. So the good news is that in this paradise reality, the lower frequencies, the lower emotional frequencies of pain and sorrow and grief, and the mental frequencies that lead to illness and suffering and poverty and war, they won't be present because they vibrate at a frequency less than what this paradise reality is going to be vibrating at. So that's what we get to do. That's what we get to help with. So releasing the pain frequencies is very important. Guilt is another one. And it's another one, guilt, judgment, blame, shame. These are also devices that were used for manipulation and control. And we would, in those first 7 years again, were downloading all these little rules about what's right and what's wrong and how you do this and how you do that and how you don't do this. So there's like millions of little rules that you learn at home and at school. And we actually kind of record the voice of our parents and our teachers, and then these voices become internalized. So now, as an adult, even though your parents aren't around every day, the inner critic keeps you in line. But the thing is that these are obsolete rules and judgments, and they are not relevant anymore. So we need to just detox those rules and regulations and just be able to know the truth that we are beautiful beings of light. And we can't let this guilt and self-judgment and self-denial prevent us from enjoying our life and doing what we came here to do. So the good news is that there is a way to transform this judgment and guilt patterns into radiant joy. So that's very cool. And you know, joy is particularly important for starseeds because some of us are here to download high frequencies through our body and radiate them outward. Some people, that's all they need to do is just be here and let the energies move through them. But if you're constricted by fear and guilt, then those energies are not going to be able to flow through your body. So we need to open it up. And joy opens the vessel, opens the body, opens the energy field, and allows flow. So here's the last one of the programming errors: lack, limitation. So scarcity, separation, and unfortunately, it's programmed into our consciousness from the moment we're born, and it's reinforced continuously since then. And it's another core issue that all humans share. And for starseeds who have bought into the programming that serving others and prosperity don't mix. There's a lot of programming that service and prosperity don't mix. And it's one that we have to overcome. Some starseeds even seem to have an aversion to money. But again, we chose, we came down here to change things from the inside out. And in this reality that we've been born into, money is it's a lubricant that makes things happen and it gets things done. And lack and limitation beliefs constrict the flow of everything. Life force energy, creative energy, intuition, messages from our star families, and money. So we've got to open up the flow. And many of starseed missions involve big new projects. So some of us really need to be able to open up and receive and allow the flow of vast amounts of money to come through us in order to fulfill our missions. So starseeds, it's time to drop the aversion to money and let the flow go. And I've talked to a lot of people who've uncovered some subconscious programming that says they need to, they keep themselves from being prosperous because they're afraid of others, how others will respond to them. So I've touched on the six programming errors that everyone needs to detox. And this deprogramming is the first of three steps that's necessary if you really want to be who you are and do what you came here to do. One of the things that I've noticed, another one of the struggles that starseeds have is this notion of not being able, you know, I'm not going to start my mission. I can't start my mission now because my life is so messed up and I don't have it going the way I want it to go yet. And how can I help other people if I don't help myself or if I don't have my life going? And the good news is that the first part of the mission really is to deprogram yourself and to get your life going and humming and flowing. And that, of course, also at the same time is clearing the bloodlines. So it's really important, Lavender. It's the first step to prepare for the next step, which is to actually embody your galactic or your higher self.
Okay. Oh, goodness. This has really been very insightful. Now, do you have retreats there in Kauai? Do people come over and go through this detox program with you?
I have just started to offer retreats. And but being that I've been living here on an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean for 13 years, I have developed a way that I can also serve people right from here. And I'm happy to, you know, have people come to my retreats, but I just want them to know that there's other ways to get involved that may be easier for them to access at this time. And what I'd like to let everybody know about is a teleclass that I'm going to be starting tomorrow just for starseeds, because I haven't announced this to anybody else except on this show today. And it's a teleclass for the Emotional Mental Detox program, which is going to help you detox these six core programming issues. So we meet on the phone once a week for 6 weeks. Each week we take one of those core issues and detox it from your consciousness. And so I guide you through that and give integration coaching, which means as you are detoxing this from your consciousness, you're actually reprogramming yourself, right? And so we know that what is in our consciousness is what gets dramatized out in our life. So as we change our consciousness, as we deprogram, our outer life is going to change in response. So I found, after doing this for so long, that there's a lot of questions that come up about, oh, this just happened this week. Does that have to do with the detox? And, you know, I can explain what is happening. What was the command that we gave ourselves that created that response? And I give tips and tools and all kinds of support, loving support, for people going through this process together. And we know, you know, most starseeds that I've talked to usually feel pretty isolated in their lives. They don't have necessarily other people in their close set of family or friends to share these things with. So getting on the phone with starseeds and going through this process together is going to be tremendously supportive. And of course, the energetic support that we create with each other, the synergy of us all coming together, is extremely supportive. And the graceful, that's what I mean by graceful transformation, having somebody hold your hand and take you through it step by step in the community with that support is a graceful transformation. So on the link that we put out in the email, and I think it's on your page there, it's realitycrafting.com/starseeds. You will see the description of the teleclass that we're going to start tomorrow, because I know that there's this sense of urgency that we are all feeling to really get this going now so that we can do what we came here to do. I know that there's starseeds out there that have a lot that they want to contribute to the world, and so this is the first step, is clearing yourself and clearing your bloodline, and then that puts you in a position then to bring in more of your higher self and your those galactic or starseed gifts and talents to actually embody that and bring that down. That's the second step. And the third step is then once you've embodied and you are expressing your soul gifts, then to join with your other members of your soul family and start to restore paradise on earth, first in your own life and then in the collective consciousness.
Well, paradise on earth, I think of Kauai. I mean, I have spent some time on Kauai, and when I think about paradise, I think about Kauai, and then I think about the island of Aruba. Mm-hmm. So you certainly live in paradise, and I'm so thankful that you're willing to share your work with the starseeds. So if you go to the website, realitycrafting.com/starseeds, there is a promotion is it just for this radio show that you're doing this? Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
correct.
For those of you that are wanting to experience this with Susanna, I really, really strongly encourage it. So I'm wondering, Ariel, if we have some listeners, maybe some people have been jotting down and writing down the things that she's been going along, and if there's anyone listening that would like to maybe come online and express what they have been learning while she's been taking us through these six steps. And I just want to thank you, Susanna, so much for bringing this to Starseed Radio Academy. This is very helpful, and so many people are stuck here. and they just don't know how to get out, and maybe this will be one way to do it. So at this time, I'm going to turn the program over to Arielle because she has the switchboard, and Chris, she and Chris work together and see if someone wants to call in. So I will transfer over now to you, Arielle.
Okay. Well, we actually are in the screening room now with some people that have some questions. If you do have a question for Susanna, you'll need to press 1 on your keypad so that we know you want to come on the air. And while we are waiting for that, Susanna, I was thinking as you were going through these steps is, you know, when you identify and, you know, the light bulb goes off over your head, how a pattern that seems so distant, but yet it happened in the first 7 years of your life, how it's still exerting influence in your reactions to things, to go in and detox and release, do you actually have a method or a system? Because it sounds like it's easier to do than maybe it really is.
Well, when you know how to do it, it really is easy. And
well, that's
that,
what I'm asking. Yeah. Is that,
right.
Is that what you cover in your teleclass?
That's what we cover in the teleclass. So the way that I do it is I guide people into a certain frequency where the programming, where we can access the programming. Because, again, the programming is stored in one part of the brain, and it's in a certain frequency bandwidth that is different and separate from our conscious mind. As a matter of fact, the neuroscientists tell us that about 95% of the time that we're awake, we're actually in the unconscious mind. So we're having repetitive thoughts from the subconscious. We're having automatic responses. And only 5% are we actually conscious. We have to be present in the moment to be conscious. And so these two don't exist in the same frequency. So there has to be a bridge, a frequency bridge that aligns us with that. So I guide people into a state where we access all the levels of the mind, the body, the emotions, and our bloodlines, and all of our experiences from all that we are, you know, from all of our incarnations, for wherever you are. There's a way that I guide you into that space to access it all at once. And then from that place, I guide you to give the right programming language to change it, to delete and install new programs that are more beneficial and helpful. And I use what people might call a guided meditation or a guided self-hypnosis kind of style. So all you have to do is just really follow along with me, and I'll guide you through the whole thing.
So do you use neuro-linguistic programming? Is that part of what you do?
I have not studied that. So if there's any of that in there, it came in intuitively.
Right, just a natural state rather than because I know that there's a whole field of science and endeavor for that, and I haven't had a lot of experience with it, but I kind of feel like there's a really strong tool there, but it sounds like you kind of use that just inherently.
Right. So, the way that it came in was more, you know, it was a download from the higher dimension, and in the beginning, I just used it and saw that it worked, so I continued to use it. And, you know, I've been doing this for 14 years. So in the last few years, there has been a lot more discovery and explanation from neuroscience as to why it works. But right. just because they can explain why it works, it's been working for a long time.
Right. Well, sometimes it takes science a while to catch up to the entire self,
yeah.
doesn't it? So we do have some callers with comments and questions. So, excuse me. First of all, we are going to be talking to Todd as soon as I get the mic open. Hi, Todd. You are on the air with Susanna.
Hi.
Hi.
Just have a question. I've been doing emotional clearing exercises, and I've been getting some success with them, and I've been realizing the original imprint that you're talking about, actually, and it's kind of new to me. And so it's, I can feel that it's there. I'm just kind of curious how your program goes around these emotional blockages that we all carry around. Does that come into play?
Well, I've identified what most of them are. And so what we do is we actually call them up, and because you can call them, it's very much like
right.
working with computers. So you can call them up and neutralize them with a higher
right.
frequency of energy.
Yeah, right.
so
I've developed
is a systematic approach so that
right.
I've, you know, really do a pretty thorough house cleaning.
Right. So, and I've been finding at the, like, end of these emotional clearings is that it always seems to end up with the terror. Like, do you address that at all? It's almost
yes.
seems like it's part of the original cause to me.
Right.
And,
yeah, terror would be addressed in the third session where we're dealing with fear and all of the frequencies that go with it, which would include
right.
terror and panic and anxiety
yeah.
and worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I find that fears has just been just more of a symptom of the deeper causes, which is actually the terror and the rage I've
mm-hmm.
been finding. So you do deal with that then. That's what I was curious about. So
right.
Okay.
I work with anger and that whole frequency bandwidth first. I found
right.
If I do that first, it works a lot better.
Right. Like, yeah, the anger is on the top level, and that's a superficial
right.
thing, too, in the end. But then it comes down usually the rage or the self-hatred or
mm-hmm.
or whatever that's the deeper root of that. Like the angers and fears, I found them, they're just more of a symptom of a deeper cause.
Right.
So
it's a pattern. It's the pattern
there, though.
That we need to clear. The pattern that's
right.
underneath
the whole pattern.
That caused the response, which is anger and rage. That's
right,
the response
exactly.
to the pattern, so that we have
right.
to get it at the core of the patterns.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, okay, great. So thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for your questions, Todd.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for calling, Todd. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, so next we are going to be talking to Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Ariel. Nice to hear you again.
Good to hear from you, too.
Okay, Susanna, I have a question about clearing from the subconscious level, and I've done this on with different types of modalities before, but it never seems to stay cleared. Do you have some ways of looking at it to make sure this stays clear, that there is not connected to deeper programs, and what does it do with a lot of past lives also,
mm-hmm.
Where you've had these same kind of patterns recurring?
Right. Well, the aim is to get down to the core and to release things at the core and to do it in all of your being. So sometimes
mm-hmm.
different modalities, they may clear, you know, some clear from the body, some clear from the emotional field, some clear from the morph field. I mean, there's just different ways. And
mm-hmm.
I have put together something that clears all of them out at the same time, all of those different levels. Now, once you clear a pattern, What can happen right after that is it may appear as if you haven't cleared it, in a sense, because you might get the same thing showing up. But what I've seen with my clients is that when that happens, they can feel and sense the opportunity to make a new choice where they didn't have it before. You know, if the pattern isn't clear, you'll go into automatic response. That's how you'll know that it isn't clear. If the pattern presents itself, or the stimulus for that pattern presents itself, and you are present and you say, oh, there's that stimulus, I'm going to choose this time to respond differently. And then when you respond differently, even just a few times, that new, more compassionate, more graceful response gets to be your new pattern. Because you still have a mind, and the mind likes to create its little programs and patterns. It's going to continue to do that. But we can, by repeating a more compassionate, graceful response a few times, that becomes the new default. Plus, you're also in a place where you're conscious that you have programs and patterns, and that's just the way the mind works. So you can consciously continue to clear them and go to higher and higher levels of grace and compassion.
Okay. And does that help clear the past life karma, that all goes along with that too? Considering that sometimes, you know, you reappear in your own bloodlines. You were saying that weird, at the start of the show, there was a discussion of how that clears our bloodlines.
Exactly. So, yes, it does clear karma, you know, because of the way that I guide you to give these commands, it does a comprehensive clearing of all that you are and all of your lifetimes and all of everything. So it's very comprehensive.
Okay. And there's no do you find any interfering forces at any time trying to stop this from occurring, other than our own, our own conscious minds dealing with that, or not?
The only interference that I've seen is sometimes people have entity attachments that seem to be on a mission to interfere, and if that appears, I have someone that I refer them to clear up that problem very easily.
But you usually can tell if there's a entity attachment per se, or is that something that you judge by after talking to the person for a while?
I can talk, yeah, after talking to the person. I know how to see that. I'm pretty good at being a detector on that, so it doesn't take
okay.
Really, yeah.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate your discussion here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for calling, Carol.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, those were some really good questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been kind of thinking of people that I know, you know, while you're talking and the questions that you asked, and I've asked myself those questions. And I think that, and Carol did bring up a good point, is that once you recognize, okay, that's where it started, that's where the program, you know, gave birth to itself, and you go back and through whatever methods that you use, you detox or neutralize those programs. And then with this new consciousness, you have the ability, when you see the stimulus reappearing, to say, oh, I know what that is now. And just by staying in the present moment, you can basically put in a different program than the one that you just booted out.
Right. Your mind will create a new repeating pattern that will become your automatic default when you are not being present. And you know, remember I said that scientists have found that we're not present most of the time. And so our goal is to become more present more of the time. And so this program or this emotional mental detox helps you to become present in your life more and more and more until we're fully conscious, fully present all the time. But what the mind is going to do is going to create a new default set. And so in those moments, as you're progressing toward full consciousness and full presence, when you slip, you're at least going to default back to a more conscious, a more graceful and compassionate response. It'll be your first response. And this, you know, really changes the dynamics in a wonderful way in all of your relationships. Because when people don't trigger you anymore and you respond in a compassionate, graceful way, it just really takes your relationships to a whole new level.
Well, this sure is Lavender, and I'd like to comment here. There's something that I use when a situation comes up that I like what you're talking about. It's a very simple phrase. I say, you couldn't have me then, you can't have me now. And I just really get strong on saying it. And if I need to say it out loud, I do, or if I mentally say it. And somehow it stops the pattering. It just freezes it in space somewhere. And then I create a whole new sentence after that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good tip. Good tool.
That's an affirmation of sovereignty.
It is, yes.
And what about... I was just thinking about the subliminal programming that comes through the TV set.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a byproduct of this that kind of shields you from that? Because I know that, you know, the television is, they say that subliminal messages are, that they outlawed them a long time ago, but I think that's not true. I think there's a lot of programming that goes on through the television, and how do you offset that? Because that's really an external kind of thing. It's not from your karma. It's not from your parents. It's that inundation of programming, not only through the TV set, but through the airwaves, through cell phones and all that. How do you recommend dealing with that?
Well, I mean, it's called television programming for a reason, because it is programming, you know. So most people that I talk to have made the conscious choice not to watch that anymore. I mean, I haven't had a TV in 18 years. So the emotional mental detox will eliminate any programming that's currently there. And you can use the same techniques to continue to clear yourself as often as you want. You know, it does put us, the television and video games and other things will put you in that frequency that opens your subconscious. And you know, accesses that part of your brain that just downloads stuff. So I think, you know, as starseeds, as conscious people, we need to start making conscious choices about what we let in to our minds and our consciousness and our bodies. We have to, you know, take mm-hmm. ownership and claim our sovereignty in that way.
And what about, speaking of external things, you know, food and pharmaceuticals, because there's that's just, you know, like, rampant bad food and bad pills on the planet. And I mean, even something as Anastasia was saying earlier on about an antibiotic, you know, sometimes when you, you know, catch something and you have to do that, is there a way that you can, you know, keep yourself physically sound using these principles?
Mm-hmm. In my program, I have, and I think on my website, you might be able to find it. I know that it comes included in this program that I'm going to be starting tomorrow. It's something called the Triple Flame Activation, and that goes through and it detoxes your energy field and your meridian pathways that are in your body. So the meridian pathways in your body are the pathways where your life force energy flows through your body. And when those are clear, and when you have this frequency of the triple flame in your body, that frequency itself is higher than the viruses and the bacteria and anything else. You know, it's a high frequency. And if you keep your body in a high frequency, it's another reason to kind of do these detoxes, because as you detox the lower frequencies, you raise the frequency of your body, and that itself is a natural protection from everything that's going on here. But I use the triple flame with somebody who had gone through chemotherapy and radiation treatment. And as I flowed the triple flame into his body, I started to notice that there was this smell coming from him. And when he came out of the treatment, he smelled it too and said, "What's that?" And I says, "That's coming from your body." And he says, "Oh, that's the chemotherapy." So it actually detoxed from his body just by applying that high frequency. So the high frequency is going to neutralize or detox anything that vibrates at a lower frequency. So that's how we do. That's how we naturally take care of ourselves, is keep ourselves in a very high frequency and know that everything is energy. Everything is energy. And when you apply a higher frequency to a lower one, whether it's a virus or a bacteria or cancer or a pharmaceutical, whenever you apply this high frequency energy to a lower frequency, that lower frequency will start vibrating higher and higher and higher until it matches. They call it entrainment. And it's the law of harmonics. So we have this happening all the time, and I'll just give you a real practical example. Say that you're in a really good mood, and you're going along your day, and you run into somebody, and they start telling you their sad story, whatever it is. And you walk away from the exchange, and you don't feel as happy as you did before. And they feel a little bit better. Why? Because your energies, you were putting out a high vibe, they were putting out a low vibe, they harmonized in the middle. And so that person feels a little bit better because you fed them some of your high frequency energy and they brought you down by by that. So you harmonized. It's the law of harmonization. Now, there are some frequencies that are so high that they will not come down. They will hold. And one of the things that I'm really good at, and that, you know, everyone who trains with me will get really good with, is being able to really hold a high frequency all the time. And like I said, that becomes its own natural protection.
Absolutely. I mean, as a musician, it's called sympathetic vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a striving always for harmony. And, you know, if one string on a guitar is below pitch, the other strings, I mean, like the string next to it, for example, would kind of start sinking to find that balance point with it. And yet it goes up into the harmonic levels, as you were saying, to where it's so high that like only a dog could hear it, you know, and it's almost impervious, wouldn't you say, when it gets to a certain level, just impervious to anything that's out of tune or dissonant or, you know, of a lower frequency.
Yeah, there are certain frequencies that just can hold their ground. And those are the frequencies that we use for healing and for changing the programming, for changing our reality, for restoring paradise. You need those high frequencies that don't change.
So as part of your special offer for Starseeds, I believe I read somewhere in your promo material that you were going to offer the Triple Flame. Is it a meditation?
Yes, it's a guided meditation, and it is it's included in the package that for the teleclass, and I think that we'll get it onto the website so that you can sign up and get on the to get it at free. Excuse me, I'm going to my website now to look at how it's set up. So okay, I'm going to push that button, and on that page, realitycrafting.com/starseeds, you're going to see a little footer that comes along the bottom where you'll be able to sign up for the Triple Flame Activation Meditation. It's a free download. And then that will also get you on my list so that I can let you know what's being offered and what the news is for Starseeds and the training that's available and the events and the retreats and all that other good stuff.
Well, that's great. That's great. There's just something about when I heard that, you know, Triple Flame Meditation, I was like, that's really powerful. I really like it.
It is very, very powerful meditation. That's the frequency that a lot of the avatars have used. So Jesus and Mary Magdalene used that for their healing, and they trained their apostles and their followers in that. So it's been around a long time, a very strong synergistic effect of divine love, divine wisdom, and divine power.
Wow. Well, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to offer one more time. If anyone on the switchboard has a question, you got to press 1 so we know you want to come on the air. And we only have a few minutes left, so I'll be watching. We'll be watching the switchboard to see if anyone else has a question. And in the meantime, I just want to thank you so much, Susanna, for coming on our show and sharing your own experience and the wisdom that you have gained through that experience. Once again, it's realitycrafting.com/starseeds. And Lavendar, while we're waiting to see if anyone else on the switchboard has a question or comment for Susanna, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Yes, well, this has been wonderful. I think that a lot of people will advance quickly with this process. So I'm real anxious to hear how it's going to develop. do want to say something a little bit about astrology just for a moment. I was noticing in the next 3 or 4 months that we have a full moon at 26 degrees. I don't have my little pocket astrologer in front of me, but when I first started looking at it and I was talking with Tammy about it, I said, gee, there's something really big coming down. It's like when you have this many full moons at 26 degrees the next 3 or 4 months, this is the end of some programs and the start of new ones. Astrologically, this is the way I've been tracking it for some time. And after these Teton meetings, we certainly are seeing some new programs being placed on the planet. And some of the old ones are just going to have to go over in the corner and sit down and shut up, you know? So I'm pretty excited about seeing these full moons in the next, at least for the next four months. From now through May, I believe, we're going to have a full moon at 26 degrees. And I just wanted to bring that up.
And the first one is tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. And what do you have your pocket astrologer in front of you?
Yes, I do.
What sign's it in tomorrow? Cancer?
Yeah.
Okay, 26.
The full
Cancer.
Moon is always in the opposite sign from the month we're in. So January, this is the
right.
Capricorn.
Okay. So
the moon will
so
be
that would have to do with bloodlines, the cleansing of bloodlines.
And that starts.
So it's the perfect time to start and consciously move through that. So we're going to get the further support of the celestial bodies in this and the moon. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
So
and
the next month of February, what is it, Ariel?
Pardon me?
Look in February.
Okay. I was just going to say that tomorrow's full moon is at 11:52 p.m. in February. The full moon will be in Leo.
26.
On, it's, gosh, this print is tiny. I think it's 26:13, but it's very tiny print. And that's on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, okay. So what that says to me is all those programs that were lined up to the August harmonic convergence at that grand trine at 26 Leo, you know, this is another upgrade from that because it's a full moon, it's completion. So there'll be a lot of completed programs that are ending, and then, of course, on the next new moon will be new ones to start.
And I'm just looking really quick, and the sun is going to be at 26 Aquarius while the moon is at 26 Leo.
Right.
That'll take us all the way back to Atlantis, won't it?
That's an Atlantean code, and it also activates something that I've been tracking since February 16th, 1980. And that's when a whole wave of technology started hitting the planet, and a lot of old memories from scientists, inventors from Atlantis, and then the technologies from ETs and Area 51 and all of that started really blossoming up in Nevada. So, you know, it's like a tracking device. When I see 26 Aquarius or 26 Leo, it just stimulates so many things in my brain. It's a wonder it doesn't explode sometimes.
In March, we have the full moon at 26 Virgo. On the 16th of March, when the sun is at 26 Pisces.
So, therefore, that's going to bring the alternative healing all over the planet. It's like people that have these markings in their charts, and it's like you'll step away from conventional healing and you'll go to alternative. Or you'll be very, very precise in how you want to treat yourself with your health. Health is the main focus, I think, of that. And then what's the next month after that?
Then after that, it's April with the moon at galactic degree 25, Libra, when, let's see, on the 15th of April, the sun will also be at 26.
Okay.
Wow.
And about that period of time, we call this the Jehovah's blood burn. And I've noticed throughout the years, that all these things start happening over in the Middle East around the 15th or 16th of April, and it lasts till the 20th. It's almost like a war machine is turned on somewhere. And see, now it's in Libra. So now we have the balancing of the male and female and saying, you know what, no more war, no more war. So that'll be a big thing that will be happening. Now, how about May, when we go to the Starseed Quest? Do we have a full moon for us over there in Hot Springs?
A few days before we arrive, but I also did want to say that in April, that full moon is also a lunar eclipse.
Oh, so that will mark a 19-year event. Okay.
Yeah, and then in May, then it slips off a galactic degree. It goes down to 23, 24. So
well,
that's the next four months.
So what I'm looking at here is called high galactic fever pitch. It's like everything's going to be really high in motion. The frequencies are going to be pointed toward completion. This is about completing the bloodlines, completing the programs on the planet. I love it. I love it.
So those would be really good times to put your crystals outside.
Yeah.
With the moon and the sun both at galactic degree for the next 4 months, starting, when did I say that started? I have to turn back now because I can't remember what I just said about January, March, and then we will move on. Here we go. On the 15th. Oh, that's tomorrow. That's right.
Tomorrow. So, Susanna, after you do your 6-week training with all these full moons happening, we would love for you to come back and tell us, you know, what's happened with the group that decides to sign up with you.
I would love to. And, you know, when these influences come into our sphere, I don't know that we automatically get them. We have to consciously choose them and work with them, and they empower us. So I don't know that you'll see an automatic clearing of all these programs with everybody on the planet.
No, it won't be everyone. It'll be the stars. These are starseed programs.
Mm-hmm.
Starseed,
right.
Programs.
So it's really
the people that have the star markings in their charts. These are the ones
right.
that will be susceptible to these
right.
particular programs.
Right. So it's a perfect time. I think the synchronicity of me coming on the program and offering this for this group in particular is really exciting, and I'm sure it's no coincidence.
No
right.
accident,
and
right.
The thought that I had was that, you know, these occurrences of the full moon and the sun both being at galactic degree on the same day for the next 4 months, everyone still has free will, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you can reach for it, or you can close your eyes and go to sleep. You
right,
know,
there, exactly.
imagine there will be some things that will be automatic on some level for some people, but I mean, for the most part, you have to have your eyes open and have the intent
mm-hmm.
to raise your frequency. So this will
right,
be-
and starseeds really need to come as quickly as possible in order to do their mission. They need to come to mastery of their emotions and their thoughts. And so part of coming into mastery is clearing this false programming that's inside so that we can be at conscious choice and make those new choices. Because, you know, Einstein says, you know, we can't get a solution from the same consciousness that created the problem. So we have to get out of the consciousness that created the problem in order to be able to bring forward the new solutions. And
right.
some starseeds, you know, what they have to do, it might not even, the world might not be exactly ready for it yet. So it's the perfect time to be working on yourself and coming to mastery and bringing in your galactic self into your body. I call it the divine self. So I have another program called Divine Human Upgrades that comes after the emotional mental detox that helps people to really bring that into their body. And so that's, you know, the first part of the mission is doing this transformation from the inside out, and then coming together with your star family on those projects, because by that time you'll be ready to go forward.
Right. Well, this has just been a great show, and I want to thank you so much, Susanna, for joining us. And once again, the website is realitycrafting.com/starseeds.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say to all you starseeds out there, I see you. I see the beauty that you are. I see the radiance, the love light that you are. And whatever way I can support you in shining your light and being who you are and doing what you came here to do, it is my great honor and joy to support you in that. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for being here, not only on the show today, but thank you for coming to the planet. You are so loved and so valued and so needed.
Very well said. Well, we want to thank Susanna Kennedy for joining us and remind you that we will be back next week at the same time. And in the meantime, check out Susanna's website. So, and if anyone is wanting to hear some samples of my new CD, it's on the website as well, so you can skim through there and see if you would like to have this music on your iPod, on your MP3. So, and also the Crystal Quest, crystals@starseedhotline.com. If you are interested in knowing about that, if you have the markings, if you want to know if you have the markings, I'll need your birth information, exact time, place, and current residence, and I'll be happy to look at your chart for that purpose just to see if you have those markings. So, Lavendar, Anastasia, Fiona, Chris, thank you so much. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.